This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspects' Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A week after announcing that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, longtime host of TV's Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is now thanking fans for all the support they've been showing.
I am thankful for the kind words, the prayers, and the advice you have offered, and I'm extremely touched by the warmth you have expressed in your comments to me. I'm a lucky guy.
That from the latest video message posted by the 78-year-old Trebek. All U.S. diplomats are now out of Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming their departure in a tweet saying the U.S. remains firm in its support for the Venezuelan people and opposition leader Juan Guaido. He says the diplomats look forward to returning to a free and democratic Venezuela in the future. A prequel to The Sopranos will be coming to theaters next year. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doubling down on her recent comments expressing opposition to impeaching President Trump. Talking with reporters at the Capitol yesterday, Pelosi said a long, drawn-out impeachment process is not worth the time and energy it would consume in the House. Some liberals have criticized her position, the California Democrats saying the House has many more important issues to deal with, though. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a gun maker can be sued over how it marketed the type of rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre as justices issued a 4-3 decision that overturned a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited by a federal law that shields gun makers from liability when their products are used in crimes. That lawsuit was filed by a Sandy Hook survivor and relatives of 9 people killed in that massacre in 2012. Facebook is down 2 key executives amid its privacy and encryption push. Chief Product Officer Chris Cox and WhatsApp head Chris Daniels, both leaving Facebook. The two are longtime Facebook veterans, described as trusted lieutenants of Mark Zuckerberg, the founder. Their departure is coming a week after the company announced sweeping changes so as to refocus the social network and improve its security and privacy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. This portion of the show being brought to you, by the way, by the Crypto Prophet, the latest paradigm shift that is going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out all about it at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner to see if this works for you and your family. Coming up, we've got Matt Rickle is going to be joining us. He is a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter, best-selling author, and we're going to talk about his latest book, An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in Four Lies. It is epic, let me tell you. First of its kind exploration of the human immune system. If you have been studying anything recently, there's more conversation about the importance of our immune system and how we have taken it for granted, certainly with the exposure of AIDS in our culture. We started to become more and more sensitive with, you know, taking our flu shots every year, all about fortifying our immune system, cold season, mega dose on vitamin C. All very important aspects, but Matt does a deep dive on this, and he's got four lives to talk about, and we'll have him here shortly. And as we wait for him to join us, just let me recount very briefly our conversation with Victor Davis Hanson. Just so appreciate what he has done with his book, and as I mentioned, it is featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, The Case for Trump. It, you know, in some sense, if you recall, there was a woman at a town hall speaking to Barack Obama, and she basically says, "Can you help me here, man? I'm getting worn out defending you." And I don't blame her for her frustration, because during that period of time, it was hard to defend because, you know, as you've heard me say before, like my old mentor used to remind me, he says, "Look at the." You know, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. In essence, what are you delivering? Are you delivering on your promises? Are you providing goods to the marketplace? Are we better off as a result of you being involved here, or are we worse off? Are your policies working for or against the common good of all concerned? And with Donald Trump, it is a different type of proposition, because I get hit on all the time. People say, "Well, we know you love Trump." Now, why do they say that? I mean, they say that off the bat because they want to disqualify anything that I have to say about Donald Trump. They really don't want to have a discussion about Donald Trump. I get some interesting, you know, emails from people, and I welcome them. As I say, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, feel free to drop me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. We'd love to hear from you. But I think it's quite curious because we work hard to keep the level of discourse here at an intellectual level, one that involves some critical thinking. We go out of our way. I mean, when you look and go to our site, or if you've had any kind of connection or familiarity with the show, we go out of our way to deliver top-notch guests, brilliant people. And I say on both sides of the spectrum, you know, not driven, you know, exclusively by politics. I think that that's so wearing because, as Dr. Wilfred Riley so brilliantly put, is that something about politics that puts us in the realm of the emotion. And when we get so emotional about any one topic, then we fail to engage the intellect. It's like the intellect is abandoned for the sake of the emotion. And this is what's happening to our culture right now, is that we're high on emotion, low on intellect, but everything about this show is one to help reintroduce everyone to the idea of critical thinking so that we can, you know, debate the issues based on the facts. And yes, there's going to be some emotion. I'm not saying we're going to throw it all away and, you know, be like a bunch of robots. I mean, we're human beings. So my goodness. Anyway, I understand that Matt Rickle is with us. And so let's bring Matt on. As I mentioned earlier, he's a Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporter and bestselling author. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I've been looking forward to, you know, getting more into your book. I am all my life. I guess I'm wired this way. This is the lane that God has put me in to, is to be sensitive about health. But for you, for the various topics that you've written about, why an elegant defense?
Why the title, or why did I write?
Why did you write the book?
Well, so an elegant defense is about the immune system, but really it's about the bonds that connect us and human health and longevity. And it started like this, with an amazing story. May I just take about 1 minute and tell you this miraculous event?
Yes, please do.
Okay. So in high school, growing up in Colorado, I had a group of seven friends, and the guy who was sort of the big dog was a wonderful guy, all-state baseball, all-state basketball, great-looking guy, got all the girls. And a few years ago, he suffered a terrible break, and he got cancer. Now he's in his 40s, and it's supposed to be curable, but the radiation and chemo don't work. He winds up with 15 pounds of tumor in his back, and his doctor tearfully says to him, "Jason, I love you, man, but it's time to go home and die." Puts him in hospice, and then at the last minute, Jason, in hospice essentially at home, gets this immunotherapy drug. It's not even approved yet for his condition. And a few weeks later, his girlfriend wakes him up and said, "Jason, get out of bed. You won't believe this. Your tumors have disappeared." And like Lazarus, he rises from the grave.
Wow.
And I say to myself, okay, this is a good buddy. I'm a New York Times health and science reporter. I got to know what just happened. And so I went deeper than immunotherapy. I said, what is the immune system in the first place? And how the heck are we tinkering with it at the molecular level to raise a guy from the grave?
Right. Wow. What an incredible. And this is Jason Greenstein, right?
This is Jason. Yep. And he popped up, and his tumors went into full remission.
And so this immunotherapy that he utilized, how did he access this?
Well, so he gets this. Now it's just starting to become available to a lot of people. And he got it because, well, the company and the hospital and the family all got together and allowed him to try it. Now, I want to say, this is, it winds up being a very complicated conversation, because despite the fact that he accessed it, immunotherapy, but should I tell people what this, where we are right now with the immune system? Because it can get complicated really fast, and I don't want to your point, when you, on the lead-in, you were talking about, you know, being intellectual and smart. This is complicated stuff, and I don't want to move too quickly.
Let's do this, Matt, only because
topic.
Okay, let's do this, only because the music is starting to play. And I want to give you 10 minutes to get into this as much as possible. And please know that this is a conversation that we need to continue to have, and it's always welcomed here at Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Matt Richtel, as promised, Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter, best-selling author. We're talking about his brand-new book, An Elegant Defense, The Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System, A Tale in Four Lives. Stay with us. We've got more from Matt after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to welcome our expanded family of listeners on the Radio America Network. If Bill Martinez Live is new to you, you should know we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. Fresh and independent, as I mentioned. Committed to going beyond the 8-second sound bites in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Check us out, BillMartinezLive.com, for all the details. And thank you for joining in. Matt Rico continues with us, New York Times reporter, best-selling author, and we're talking about his new book. Matt has promised, let's get into the complexity of the immune system as much as 10 minutes will allow.
Yeah, so again, Bill, thank you for having me on. Maybe you and I were talking briefly over the break about trying to break this complex thing down, and it is complex. I mentioned to you my wife, a doctor, even when she went to medical school 15 years ago, they didn't teach all this stuff. So can I just start with, what is the immune system? Let's talk about that just briefly, because it's a little different than many of us, I think, have thought. My impression when I started this book and started to look at Jason's miraculous story and talk to all these immunologists, I thought, well, it's this thing that's out there defending us from every, evil thing that would try to kill us. And absolutely, it behaves like a police force in that way. But there's a twist to it that is incredibly important, and that is this. Many of the microbes we're surrounded by. So, Bill, if you look around you, if you look around your desk, if you look on your arm, if you think about what's in your gut, there are all kinds of bacteria and viruses, and guess what? Most of them wouldn't do you any harm. There's a lot of stuff in the world that won't harm you, and just a few things that will, a tiny fraction. That means something very important about the immune system's definition. It's not just trying to go to war. It is trying to keep the peace with a whole bunch of alien and different organisms around us. I think of it as a bouncer mated with a ballet dancer. It is the love child of a tough guy and a very delicate tiptoeing force trying to fiercely but gently defend us. Does it make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I like that. That's very well said.
And so that means for many of your listeners, for many people we know, when the immune system gets out of whack, when it attacks too much, we get autoimmune diseases. These are things where you feel joint pain or fever or fatigue. This isn't some outside force. It's a little dysregulation in your own immune system that is attacking a little too much. It's a very delicate balance the immune system seeks to strike. That is maybe the biggest takeaway I have gotten. The biggest misconception I had was I always hear boost your immune system, boost your immune system. It turns out, be really cautious when somebody tries to sell you something that says boost your immune system, because you don't want it out of whack. You want to support your immune system, but you don't want it out of whack.
So what happens in those times? Like for me, I mean, I relate to boosting my immune system when I'm traveling. I'm in a plane and, you know, we got circulated air and additional microbes from people that you don't even know. And you're sharing air with them. So how do we address that issue to where there's balance?
Great, great question. So one thing to know, and again, I realize this goes counter to everything we've heard, but most of those microbes won't harm you. Some of them might, but in those circumstances, I wish I could tell you there was a magic pill to take to boost your immune system, but in point of fact, the best thing you can do are the things your grandma told you. You get good rest, and I'll tell you a little bit about stress in a second. You try to keep your stress low, because high stress actually undermines your immune system. It weakens it, and you got to eat decently. You got to eat less processed foods or foods that would have you be obese, because that can add to, I really realize, you know, many people can't control that as easily. But when you get that, you get more immune cells and you can have your body effectively undermined or weakened. Mm-hmm. Can I go back to that airplane example for a second?
Yes, please.
Talk about
please go. Yes.
So here's the deal with stress. If you think about, let's say, imagine our forebears, you know, 500,000 years ago getting chased by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you know those feelings of fight or flight when your stress
exactly.
goes up?
Right.
Yes. That is your body basically shifting resources to get the heck away from the lion, but it shifts resources away from your immune system because it basically says this: I need to focus on the acute or immediate threat, the lion.
Right.
I don't need to worry about the head cold.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens when we overinflate the stress in our lives, and there's ways to kind of diminish this, I'll talk about. But when we overinflate it and make it seem like there's a lion when there isn't a lion, we can weaken our immune system. Things like meditation or prayer, exercise, things that calm you actually support your immune system. I can't stress enough that these are in your control. So before buying the pill that promises you something that may not be scientific, in an elegant defense, I will give you the science to make the informed decision yourself.
Mm. Wow. That's excellent. This is good stuff. Keep going.
So I've mentioned stress. Sleep is highly related. You know, Bill, we have a tendency. There's a guy quoted in the book that says, you know, it's almost a badge of honor to see how little you can sleep these days.
Right, and we hear the president. The president operates on 3 hours of sleep.
Very,
yeah, I say, and we hear these days how the president operates on 3-4 hours of sleep a night. And I used to do that, and I found out the results of that in a very real sort of way. So just to reinforce what we're talking about, how sleep is underrated.
Yes, it is. It is maybe, I mean, I mentioned stress, but sleep regulates your immune system. I know whereof you speak, Bill. It is, no matter, there may be a few people out in the world who can get away with less sleep, but the real truth is you can do extraordinary damage to yourself in a quick fashion. I know that many people are working hard. I have two kids. We're raising kids. We're trying to keep our marriages strong. Go down the list. But you've got the analogy I think about is, you know, when you get on the airplane and they say put your mask on first before
right.
your kids, because
exactly.
if you don't help yourself, you're dead before you
right.
can help anybody else. You have got to get rest. What happens when you don't? This is I'll give you just a touch of the science.
Okay, we only got about a minute and a half left here, Matt.
Going. I beg your pardon?
I said we only have about a minute and a half left here, so
Okay. So let me just say this. It has the same effect as stress, and you can undermine your immune system. I implore you to keep your stress low, keep your sleep up. The book goes much deeper than that, and it looks at several women with autoimmunity, my friend Jason with cancer, someone with a near-perfect immune system who gets studied by the National Institutes of Health. Listen, there's incredible new science out there. It can help you.
Wow. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get your hands on this book because, you know, whether you are dealing with something right now or maybe it's somebody that you know, there's a lot of information here available to you. Matt, you know, this is such a blessing, and I thank you that you tell the story of four lives, you know, to help us get a better understanding of the human immune system.
I am so grateful you had me on. I hope everyone has a great day.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to have you back because there's so much more that we can discuss here, and I look forward to having you back on the show, okay?
I am at your disposal.
You got it. Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporter, best-selling author Matt Richtel and his book, An Elegant Defense, the Extraordinary New Science of the Immune System.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspect's Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got a special preview for you. Joel Rosenberg is about to release his next novel, The Persian Gamble. This will be released next week, and he's here to give us a little preview into it. So we're excited about that. The New York Times best-selling author, Joel Rosenberg, is with us. Joel, how you doing, buddy?
I am well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good to be talking with you. The Persian Gamble. What can you share with us 1 week before the release?
Well, this was the most fun one to write, I got to tell you, Bill. It is fast moving. I never found it bogging down when I was writing it, and those who had an advanced chance to read it have been very encouraging. Uh-huh. Here's the short version. What if Iran took the $150 billion that President Obama gave them for the Iran nuclear deal and secretly used that money to try to buy off-the-shelf, fully operational nuclear warheads from North Korea? Secretly, you know, under the table, without anybody knowing, while publicly Iran continued to claim to adhere to the Iran nuclear deal. Mm-hmm. That's the premise, that North Korea, which is starved for cash, but already has upwards of 60 fully operational nuclear warheads. What if they decided they needed cash desperately enough to sell these weapons, some of them, to Iran. And that's what the Persian Gulf is all about.
And not that far from consideration. I mean, it is a potential option. I mean, after all, this was unmarked dollars, cash that was sent at dark and night by the Obama administration to the Iranian regime. Of course, everybody knew, including our mothers, Joel, that Iran was going to use this to continue to fund their terrorist activity. I mean, it was a goofy deal to begin with. And I know Donald Trump.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, think about the deal that was made. First of all, let's note that the Iranians didn't even have to literally sign it. They literally didn't even have to take a pen and sign that they were committing to it. That's the first thing that was crazy about it. Secondly, it doesn't require Iran to dismantle its nuclear industry, its enrichment of uranium technology. No, they just have to set it aside for 10 years, some of the provisions, and other provisions say 15 years. So 3 of those years have already gone by, Bill. So we're ticking closer to the time they can go back full tilt. Now, the deal also didn't require Iran to stop funding terrorist organizations like Hezbollah, like Hamas, like the Houthis in Yemen. So it doesn't stop any of their terrorism. It doesn't deal at all with the agreement. Doesn't deal at all with Iran expanding the range of their intercontinental ballistic missiles. So what did it do? It just put a pause on the enrichment of uranium for between 10 and 15 years, 3 of which have already gone by. Meanwhile, North Korea made those similar types of deals, as you remember, with the Clinton administration and even with the Obama administration, and they got away scot-free. Now they have 60 nuclear warheads, we believe, and they have intercontinental ballistic missiles that can reach Los Angeles. So what North Korea doesn't have is cash, but they have ICBMs and nuclear warheads. Iran has plenty of cash, and they don't have ICBMs yet, and they don't have warheads. So
supply-demand.
Yeah, that's where Persian Gamble goes, and my main character, Marcus Riker, former Secret Service agent, finds himself in the wrong place, but maybe at the right time.
So he's able to pull back the shroud and see exactly the underbelly of the nefarious acts here. And as you lay out, Joel, I mean, this is one of those opportune situations where Korea meets Iran, where each need can satisfy the other. And, you know, they've got the cash. One has the cash. The other has the nuclear weaponry.
Yeah, it's a match made in hell, Bill.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And meanwhile,
this is why President Trump deserves a lot of credit. He is trying to persuade the North Koreans, look, your only way forward, you've got a country that's starving. Why don't you make peace with South Korea, give up all your nuclear weapons, we'll remove all the economic sanctions, and we'll help you feed your people and integrate into the global economy. That's what he has offered. Now, the North Koreans are clearly not ready to say yes to that. So Trump walked away. Now, many people in the press, certainly on the left, accused him of having a failed summit in Hanoi. But that's not failure. When you offer a good deal to the enemy, if they don't accept it, walk away and don't get drawn into a lousy deal like Obama did. So I give the president credit. North Korea is one of the most dangerous regimes on the planet, aside from Iran. And my fear is that these two rogue regimes unite in a marriage that would be, truly hellish.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, Joel, and as you're describing this, I am not sure people understand, even in the international community, the sense of urgency here. Because of the elements, as you lay out, Iran having their need, North Korea having its need, a match made in hell, as you say, I mean, there needs to be this sense of urgency to resolve this, but not a sense of desperation. And this is, as you said, what the Trump administration has done on behalf of we the people.
Exactly. And look, there are things that I have been critical about President Trump, about things he said, things he's done. But he deserves an enormous amount of credit because look what he's done. He scrapped the Iran nuclear deal. It was an insane deal for for the reasons that we just mentioned and about 20 others. He is not making bad deals with North Korea just to, you know, to win a news cycle and get some big headlines and maybe a prize from the people in Stockholm or, you know, whatever. He's got his eye on the ball on the threat, the nuclear threat from Iran, from North Korea. And he's got a good team around him. I got to say,
right.
Mike Pompeo,
exactly.
John Bolton. Mm-hmm. These guys are not pushovers. They get it. I know them personally, and I'm impressed with where they're headed. Now the risks are still very high, and the Persian Gamble is one of those novels that, you know, look at this, you know, Pompeo is a reader of my novels, and so is the vice president, Mike Pence, and others. Three former CIA directors are readers of the novels.
It's always neat when you see them on the plane. When you see pictures of them, Joel, when you see pictures of them on a plane and they happen to have your book in their lap. You know,
I haven't seen pictures. I mean,
I've seen pictures. That is very cool.
They read them.
Right. Yeah.
But imagine trying to not just hold a regular person's attention and entertain, you know, the average American citizen who picks up the Persian Gamble. But I have to entertain and intrigue people who have the highest clearances of, you know, they know they're read in on all the most terrifying intelligence. I've got to be able to hold their attention.
Exactly.
Something that's completely made up. So it's a challenge, I got to tell you.
Well, you got to be careful because, you know, Jerome Corsi connected the dots just looking at the landscape, you know, and this is what you've made a living on is looking at what's happening geopolitically. You connect some dots and then next thing you got Robert Mueller knocking at your door going, how did you know this?
Well, I'm writing fiction, and I'm not asking anybody for classified information.
Right.
I'm trying to entertain. I'm trying to get people to curse me at 6 o'clock in the morning on Twitter because they've been up all night reading.
They can't put the book down.
Exactly.
And that's the way it is. And this book, as you say, moves you know, very quickly. It's interesting to hear you say that it moves more rapidly. Your previous novels have moved at quite a pace as well. I just got your copy and looking forward to it. I had to take it back from my wife. My wife was all over it. Oh, Joel's latest book. Bring it back here.
With Pence, I have to bring him his and her copies because Karen steals the vice president's copy. So now I'm bringing them his and hers. So.
Yeah, there it is. Well, I may have to get on a his and hers distribution, but we'll talk about that later. Joel Rosenberg is with us, New York Times bestselling author. We're talking about his soon-to-be-released book, The Persian Gamble, right here. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up. Bill Martinez Live.
All reminded of the art of compromise that is often found in the middle, the portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that will produce the next wealth wave. Are you ready for that? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit to see if that works for you and your family. Joel Rosenberg continues with us. He writes, my novels are about worst-case scenarios, terrible events that could happen in the near future, though we pray they do not. My goal isn't to write what's in the headlines today, but what could be coming, God forbid, in a few years. What I loved about writing The Persian Gamble was tying the fate of three enemy powers, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, into one chilling scenario, and putting my hero, Marcus Riker, in the vortex of the danger. As you're putting this together, Joel, is this just kind of writing itself? I mean, you know, because this is just on the heels of your earlier, the Kremlin conspiracy, which you and I were able to talk face-to-face in Nashville, what was it, a year ago?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, no sooner had you sat down, you go, Bill, this... You had breaking news as you were sitting down behind the microphone. It was incredible.
Well, I wish it did write itself. That would make it a lot easier. if they did not write themselves.
Your family might appreciate that more. When I say that in writing themselves is that as you start to pull the thread, it just in a sense reveals and continues to reveal the storyline. Not so much that
I'm trying. You know, I spent a lot of time with former and current people in the intelligence world, senior officials in government, not just here, but in Israel,
right.
in multiple Arab countries. I may be the only American political thriller writer who has met personally and spent hours and hours and hours with the leaders of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. As part of writing these thrillers. And because when you spend time with the leaders of these countries, you realize they are deeply concerned about the Iran threat. And they felt betrayed, honestly, by President Obama and Obama's team, who tilted away from Israel, away from the Sunni Arab alliances that were the mainstay of American traditional foreign policy, and they ended up giving $150 billion and a sweetheart deal to our worst enemy.
Right.
And for what? Did it dismantle Iran's nuclear industry? No. Did it prevent them from ever building not just one, but an entire arsenal of nuclear warheads? No. So when you sit with the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the Gulf states and, of course, Israel, they're horrified. But how fascinating to be able to talk to them for hours. An hour,
wow.
and then sort of take that back to the drawing room, as it were, and start to, you know, weave in the things that I'm hearing and learning, not classified information, but things they're willing to say, and think, wow, let's extrapolate that out into a novel that could be interesting. And I have really been blessed to get to spend time with people who can give me real insights into what might be coming over the horizon.
Yeah. In much the same way as President Trump has been meeting with Kim Jong-un, when you're face-to-face with somebody, you get to know them. You get to appreciate the nuance of their perspective and a deeper value. And you bring this out in your novels in a way that, it adds a reliable or a believable human element to the story.
Well, that's what I'm trying, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because a lot of these friendships began long before these people got into positions of this of power of this high. For example, Mike Pence and I and Karen and my wife Lynn, we all met when he was in the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a significant player then, but he was a fan of my novels, it turned out. We had some mutual friends. We didn't know each other at the time. And he saw one of my novels on the coffee table at these people's house. And they said, "Oh, do you know Joel?" And they got talking and they connected us. And we had lunch with them and began a friendship. Who knew?
Yes.
The man was going to become the second most powerful person on the planet, right?
Exactly, you know, exactly.
The same thing with Mike Pompeo. He was in the House of Representatives, was on the Intelligence Committee. So good. Those are, important roles. And one of his staff people reached out and said, "Hey, Mike's been reading your books. If you ever, have time for some coffee, stop up on the Hill and he'd love to chat with you."
Just
and
like that.
And a friendship.
Just like that. That's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. So when you get to know people when they're not in the highest levels, sometimes you can build a deeper basis for a friendship and begin talking about things that, it doesn't seem that, it's not classified and it's not that secretive, but it gives you insights into these people. And then when they become the director of Central Intelligence or the Secretary of State, and they're directly negotiating with North Korea, and they're working to build an anti-Iran coalition, you think, wow, now things are getting interesting, right? And you begin to picture the type of people that you might make as a fictional character. Or, it's not that I'm basing a Secretary of State on Pompeo or a Vice President on Pence, but again, a lot of people who write political thrillers have never actually worked in politics.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't write a good thriller.
Right.
But when you have worked in politics, you can pick up little nuances that make the books feel even more realistic. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, exactly. And as you say, having the opportunity to meet with all these players face to face and to know them at that kind of level, there's a lot that can be picked up just by even having a sense of body language interpretation, right?
Well, absolutely. Like, here's an example. So I don't remember if you and I talked about this last year. We may have, but Bill, a few years ago, the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, read one of my novels. I didn't know him, and I'd never met him, and I didn't know his advisors. But one of his advisors read one of my books and then gave it to the king and said, "You have to read this."
Mm-hmm.
And the king said, "Why?" He said, "Because you're in it." So what are you talking about? It looks like fiction. It's a novel.
Right.
He goes, "I know, but you're a character in the book." And sure enough, in my novel, that was a series from a few years ago, The Third Target the first hostage and without warning. King Abdullah is a character in that trilogy, and ISIS is trying to assassinate him and overthrow his kingdom and fly the black flags of ISIS over Amman. Now, when the king read the, one of the books, he could have gotten angry, right? ISIS is trying to kill him and everything.
Right.
And he could have banned me from his kingdom forever, literally.
Yes. Yeah, Kim Jong-un would have.
Yeah. Instead, he invited my wife and me to come and visit with him for 5 days.
Unbelievable.
Him and his military advisors and his generals. And it was a fascinating time to be to meet a Muslim, moderate, Arab monarch who's a friend of the United States, fighting ISIS, you know, peace treaty with Israel. He's a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, you know, I'm Jewish and an evangelical and a dual U.S. Israeli citizen. The King of Jordan doesn't have to invite me over, even if he does read my book. But that began a friendship. I consider it a friendship. I've seen him 5 different times, and he's now read the entire trilogy, and I'm hoping to get him a copy of this new book. But, you know, when you get to spend time with someone like that, and generals who advise him, and you know, you can really ask a lot of interesting questions that become, you know, say, fodder for future novels.
Exactly. I mean, how does that? I mean, how does that start? I mean, you go and you meet with him. I mean, it's like you never met him before. He's, hey, come on over. It's not like have a cup of coffee and you think, okay, I may have about, you know, 15, 20 minutes with the guy. I mean, you're five days with him.
The first meeting we had with him was lunch at the palace in Amman, main official formal palace.
Uh-huh.
And the king said, you know, Joel, I was wondering where it would be fun to have my first meeting with you. And then I thought, well, you did destroy my palace. So I thought maybe you should come here and see how beautiful it really is. And you know, so we were like, well, it is very beautiful. You know, God forbid anything bad happened to it. So he had a sense of humor.
Right.
And he said he bought copies of my books and he gave them to his staff because he could see that, you know, even though the staff was fictional in the book, he could tell kind of who corresponds to whom. Mm. And he would give a copy to one of his advisors and say, here, this is you. You don't make it through the terrorist attack.
Yeah, right.
But he's got a great sense of humor.
That's good.
And yet he's fighting, you know, just like Netanyahu and President al-Sisi. These guys are fighting radical Islamist terrorism. They see Iran as an enormous threat. I was with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. This is a man who, you know, is very controversial, but he invited me to come and sit with him and bring some of my evangelical Christian colleagues.
Oh, wow.
We spent 2 hours together talking about the Iran threat, talking about whether he's interested in making peace with Israel, talking about religious freedom, expanding religious freedom in Saudi Arabia, which, you know, isn't known for religious freedom. It's just an amazing season that we're in, that the doors are opening to meet with, talk to engage in conversation with some of the most interesting and controversial leaders on the planet.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I'll tell you, the Iran threat, the Persian gamble, the fear that Iran is going to build, buy, or steal nuclear weapons, this is an animating factor in why, you know, the U.S. has got a much better relationship with the Arab countries and Israel.
Exactly.
Having one, too.
And why you're going to enjoy Joel's new book out next week, The Persian Gamble, Joel Rosenberg. Thank you, Joel, as always. God bless. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Homemakers.